Now, as you've just heard, the official line after the Islam conference was quite positive. But for a more in-depth look at the event, I turned to Islam expert Dr. Frank Peter. I first asked him how significant the meeting was for Germany.
The fact that the government finally took the step to speak directly with representatives of Muslim organizations and other personalities with an Islamic background is in itself significant, and this can be seen as a positive step. And in the other respects, we simply have to wait to see what actually comes out.
But in the lead up to this meeting, there was controversy over the 15 Muslim representatives that were invited to attend. How representative were, in fact, the group of Muslims?
I think the controversy is more about the presence of writers, intellectuals, businessmen, who have a very weak link to Muslim religious life or Muslim communities in Germany. And it's more the Islamic organizations who are contesting now the right of these persons to attend the conference.
But is that complaint justified?
The question really is, what is the aim of this conference? And if you say it is the Islam conference aims to organize and to facilitate Muslim religious practice in Germany, the question is to ask why these people are attending the conference is legitimate. Why is a writer of Turkish background who is not related in any way to mosque associations, who is not a practicing Muslim, attending this conference? That's a legitimate question, definitely. But since this conference is not only about religious practice, mosques, the construction of mosques or similar questions, but about the immigration, integration of people from Islamic background, the presence of these people makes sense.
So you believe that there was a representative group indeed for the Muslim population attending?
People today in Germany, as in most other European countries, systematically equate Muslim with immigrant. People, immigrants from Islamic countries, are automatically seen as Muslim. So all major newspaper reports today stated that there are 3.5 million Muslims living in Germany, although no one knows how many people actually see themselves as Muslim, go to mosque and so forth. So the result is that any kind of social problems or economic problems related to these immigrant population are today seen as partly Islamic problems too. And I think it is questionable to assume that these social economic problems are really related to Islam. And it is also questionable whether writers of Turkish Islamic background have so much to say about these problems, right? So I think ultimately you will hear people criticizing this Islam conference and the whole logic which is behind it. And we have had similar experience in France, in Britain, in other countries.
Yes, I was going to suggest that we look at the broader picture at other European governments, such as France, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
France has already organized a National Islamic Council. How successful is the French Council?
It's really difficult to gauge the accomplishments of the Council. Inside the Council, there have and there continue to be very strong rivalries between different Islamic groups. So the real work, the functioning of the Council has been severely obstructed by these intersectional fights inside the Council. It's highly politicized, and the Minister of the Interior is constantly intervening into the Council. So the real accomplishments, concrete accomplishments, there are very little so far. It certainly has facilitated in some cases the standing of representatives from Muslim groups in French cities. It is easier for these groups today to interact, for example, with the municipality. It gives them a different legitimacy.
That was Islam expert Dr. Frank Peter discussing pros and cons of Islamic councils in European countries. And we're moving over to France now, which is home to Europe's largest Muslim population.